Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Micah Potter, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Yerkshaven lobs to Potter for a slam dunk.
Today was the tip-off of the men's March Madness tournament, and the Jazz were in Dallas looking to cause some madness of their own in the Western Conference standings. With Utah playing the back end of a back-to-back against the duo of Doncic and Irving, it was a tall task for the Utah squad. The Jazz were able to keep it close, but poor three-point shooting caught up to them as they went 4 of 30 from beyond the arc, the worst mark in franchise history. For Dallas, Luka led the way with 34 points, and the Mavericks pulled away in the fourth quarter to take this one by a final of 113-97. I'm Davis Ellington, and this is Jazz Game Rewind. Tonight's game was a physical battle, as officials around the league have swallowed their whistles, leading to more physicality and lower scores. On the Jazz side, the big man Walker Kessler was up to the physical fight in the paint, as the second-year man was a rebound shy of a double-double tonight. He finished with 14 points and 9 boards, including 10 points in the second quarter for Utah.
Here's a high pick and roll. Keontae works off Kessler, bounce pass to him, little Walker, catches it by his left knee, rises it up with two hands on the right hand, layup is good, 2-0 Utah. Dunn driving, right hand lob, Kessler dunk. Right wing off a Lowry pick, drives to the left hand, wants to get back to his right, does, drops it off to Walker, slam dunk, back up to Dunn. Dunn with a right hand loose dribble, lobbing to Walker, slam dunk, Dallas, a little of your own medicine.
The Jazz weren't letting Dallas run away with this one, as Utah kept themselves within striking distance throughout the first half of action. The Mavericks would find a bit of separation, however, heading into halftime, as Utah struggled to take care of the ball and allowed Dallas to go on an 11-3 run to close the quarter and build their largest lead of the game to that point. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that late first half Mavs run.
Jazz have taken 2 free throws tonight. Mavericks have taken 15. They've only made 6. Jazz are within 3, 42-39. Jazz. Walker Kessler has 10 points in the quarter. Luka working on Hendricks. Tough fadeaway. No good. Good defense by Taylor. Long rebound Sexton. He's got the accelerator down. Too much so. He just drove right through a stop sign and turned it over. Kyrie, left side, transition 3. Got it.
And that drives the coach crazy when a turnover turns into
On Kyrie Irving wasn't very good either, which would drive the coach equally crazy because it's Kyrie Irving and you knew he was going to do that. Top to Keontae. Bounce pass off the kneecaps of Walker Kessler off his left shin out of bounds. Turnover on the Jazz. Not sure there should be a lot of paint-to-paint bounce passes to Walker Kessler.
Yeah, especially the ones that don't get up, come up. At least.
Keontae guarding Kyrie, blows by him, and an offensive foul called on a moving pick on Maxi Kleber, clearing out Walker Kessler, who's coming to help. Jazz down 6. Here comes Keontae. Picked up full court defense by Tim Hardaway Jr. Left side marketed. Top to Kessler. Kessler hands it back to Lowry. Dribbles from his right to his left. Underhand scoop to Key. Key gets to the free throw line. Bobbles. Doesn't have a shot and travels. He's thinking right now.
Yeah, he really is.
Luka Doncic in the backcourt. Here's Kyrie working on Keontae. Comes off a pick, gives it back to Luka. Luka now guarded by Key. Swings to the right side to Kyrie. Touch pass Hardaway, right corner 3, no good. Rebound Kessler.
I think the majority of Hardaway's shots now are 3-point shots.
Yeah. Sexton, spinning, fading, tough look, air ball. Kessler grabs the rebound over the head of Hardaway and throws it back up top to Markin. It rotates to Key, wide open 3, missed another one. 4 of his last 27 from 3 now for Keontae. Fast break, Kyrie Irving kicks to the corner, pass knocked away. Hendricks steals a rebound away from Kessler on the Irving miss. 45-39, 2 minutes to play. Keontae stutter steps to the top, swings a chest pass to Sexton. Sexton chests it back to Kyrie for a beautiful crossover and a travel. And back-to-back turnovers on Keontae George. 45-39, Jazz down 6, 1:45 to play. Luka, left side, free throw line extended. Step back three to his left. Missed it. Hendricks, good long defense there. He's learning.
So worried about him going for the pump fake.
Keontae working, driving, loses the ball. Three turnovers and three possessions by Keontae George. Luka Doncic, fast break to the rack. Layup good. Keontae is stalking the official, yelling at him, wanting a foul call. Jonathan Sterling, the official. Keontae dejectedly passes it to the left wing to Sexton, who will start the offense this time. They double Sexton, top to Lowry. Lowry gives to Key. Key left-hand drive, hard, aggressive into the lane, draws a foul. Keontae looking at officials like, I wanted that call last time. Keontae inbounding to Kessler, comes back to get it. Under a minute to play, Jazz down eight. Kessler, now to Key, left-hand drive, in traffic, to the window, high arcer, good, he gets blasted and a foul called. And Key will go for a three-point play as he floats the right-hander high above Maxi Kleber and then took a ton of contact. Hendricks guarding Luka right now, up at the logo. He's picked him up from 70 feet. Now Luka veers off a pick to his left. Step back three to the wing, good, that's Luka's shot. And the kid in the Luka Doncic jersey in the front row taps him on the back as he goes back the other way. 50-42, Jazz down eight, 28 seconds left in the quarter. Sexton waiting for a pick from Kessler. Now they're double teaming Sexton. What respect for Collins. Swings to Lowry. Lowry cross court to Key. Keontae will shoot the three over the top. Miss. Rebound Doncic. Just legs, Ron. Forbes last 28 from three.
Well, I'd say yes, but where he's missing is puzzling to me.
Doncic step back three at the horn. Banked it in. Kyrie steals the inbound, throws it to the basket, but not good. And all of a sudden, the Jazz blink late, and the Dallas Mavericks have their largest lead of the night. It's the Mavericks 53, and the Jazz 42 at halftime in the Big D.
For the Mavericks, it was Luka Doncic who was the epicenter of their offense. After a poor shooting night against the San Antonio Spurs, the Mavericks point guard led the game tonight with 34 points and was on triple-double watch with 9 rebounds and 8 assists.
Here's Luka. Paul fake. Hands to Gafford. Gets it back. Hendricks goes under. Doncic fires. Buries the three. So here comes Luka. Right-hand drive in the lane. Dunn defending. Gets deep. Puts up a little right-hand floater and scores it. Top. Taylor driving on Luka. Luka strips it. Tried to go straight through Luka. Overhead, full court, bounce pass. Derrick Jones catches it, lays it up and in. Wow. Here's Luka, right hand, guarded by Hendricks. Hendricks caught way behind the play, fouls him, and he finishes.
The Jazz saw the return of Lauri Markkanen into action tonight, as the finisher was absent last game as he continues to recover from a quad injury. Markkanen looked healthier tonight, however, as he led the Jazz with 21 points and played just under 36 minutes in this one.
Walker scoots it back to Lowry. Left baseline jump shot from 13 feet is good. And Utah leads 6-0. Shot clock's at 18, big clock's at 20. Lowry pops out right side. Good look three. Perfect result. Left side Lowry, hard drive, slides by the defense and scores it with the right hand.
The Jazz were plagued by poor three-point shooting tonight as they simply couldn't keep pace with the Mavericks' offense as the game wore on. With the win, Dallas moves to 41-29 on the season and up to the sixth seed in the Western Conference. Utah's on the other side of that coin, falling to 29-41 and 8 games back of now the 10th seed in the West. After this tough back-to-back against two of the West's best teams, the Jazz will get a day off before heading to Houston to face a Rockets team that'll be coming off a rest day as well after winning tonight at home over the Bulls. The Jazz will return to the Delta Center to face these very same Dallas Mavericks on Monday, March 21st. Tickets are available for that game at utahjazz.com, and you can catch all your Jazz action and content on KJazz or Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for all of us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.